to the next one. That's the board motion on literature pricing policy. And it's up on the screen here. And is there someone who...
Can we read the motion out loud to ground people?
Yes. We move to approve the following ACA literature and products pricing policy to ensure the sustainability of ACA WSO's essential services and operations by responsibly adjusting pricing in accordance with information and other cost-related factors, and to uphold ACA's primary purpose, carrying the message to adult children who still suffer by maintaining affordable and accessible literature through discounted initiatives and a variety of supportive programs. And is anyone from the...
Mary Jo has her hand raised.
Yes, I made an incorrect ruling for the first two minority opinions. It was supposed to be that the minority opinion was given first and then the proposing group responded with 2 minutes. I would leave it up to Tamara whether she wants to do it the way it was meant to be done, which is hear the minority opinions first and then respond. But I made, as I said, I made an incorrect ruling earlier.
Yeah, I would prefer that. I think it's fine the way we did it for the first two, but I would like to hear minority opinion first, if there's any.
So is there any minority opinion on this proposal? Okay. Kelly, TEL0341, Kelly J.
Yep.
And we have a minute for minority
thank you.
Opinion.
Thank you. Well, I can understand and appreciate, you know, inflation and the need to address things like this. I mean, this is where WSO gets the bulk of its income. I think this motion is a little too broad. If it said something like up to a 10% increase, and anything above and after that would have to be conference approved. I mean, according to Concept 6, which means that the conference traditionally has the final say in matters of large policy and finance, large finance, which I would consider this a large finance issue. So again, I understand the idea. I just think it should have some kind of cap on it. And anything above the cap has to be conference approved. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And Region 5, Josh W.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I and Kelly are both members of the Concepts Committee, so I'm saying this as a member of that committee as well as a delegate. In my opinion, this is not in line with Concept 6 because of the things that Kelly sort of laid out. I think it's totally reasonable for WSO to make price adjustments from time to time, but I think there needs to be up to a certain percentage or something governing thing. So like if the price increase would exceed X percent, call it 10%, I don't know, we could talk about what that number is, then it would go back to the conference. Otherwise, my concern is this is essentially a blank check to WSO to change prices as they see fit. I do not think that is in line with Concept 6, which states, as Kelly said, and I say this as a member of the Concepts Committee, you know, the conference shall have final decision over large matters of policy and finance. So I, again, I think there should be a cap here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Josh. And the final minority opinion, OK0058, Brad H.
Thank you. I won't repeat what has already been said, except this is giving WSO a blank check. But in addition to that, this continues the violation of the WSO bylaws, which say that the WSO should be primarily funded by contributions. And instead, it's currently being funded primarily by book sales. And in addition, I want to point out that we're taking a minority opinion only from those present. We're not taking a minority opinion from people who were allowed to vote to begin with and were not in attendance at the meeting. In other words, the worldwide online voting. That's all. Thanks.
Okay, that is our three minority opinions on this. And at this point, is there anyone who wants to change their vote, the vote that they made on this? Charlie? Point of order?
Point of order.
Sorry, I would question whether the process. I thought the next step, what I was trying to do was, I thought the next thing was, are we being asked, should there be submitted to a revote? So I was just raising my hand to say, yeah, I think it should be submitted to a revote. I didn't have any comments to make.
Well, actually, I think I get two time to respond first, right?
Oh, that's right. Of course. Yeah. So yeah. Hand down. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Do I get
sorry
two
about
minutes?
That.
That's okay. Do I get 2 minutes or?
Yes, 2 minutes to respond.
Right, thank you. Thank you. Those are excellent points that were raised. And yes, I know we're not hearing from the other people who were there at the other meetings. But the quorum says that it's the people who are in this room that we count today. So I want to call our attention to concept 8, the trustees of the World Service Organization act in this primary capacity with respect to larger matters of overall policy and finance. They're the principal planners and administrators. They and their primary committees directly manage these affairs. So we work on behalf of the fellowship. Our pricing policy isn't just about numbers, it's about service. We want ACA literature to remain affordable to anyone and everyone who needs it, while also making sure that World Services stays stable and strong enough to continue carrying the message. I know that inflation was mentioned. You're right, it's not just about inflation, right? When costs rise, we face changes in paper, printing, shipping, staffing, technology. We really keep a very close eye on all those things. And when we realized on this time that we needed to raise the prices, we communicated it as quickly as we could. I know also that some people feel that this policy isn't detailed enough. No, it's not, because it's new, right? It's a brand new policy, and flexibility is really necessary because the future is unpredictable. If we were, you know, to name a number, what if it's not enough? What if it's too much? This way we can adjust. We also want you to know that this is not a one-time conversation. We will continue to come back to the conference with updates and requests for your feedback so that this policy can remain fair and transparent and truly recovery oriented. I hope this answers your questions. If I have any time remaining, 8 seconds. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tamara.
That's fine.
Okay. So I think that's, and is that section time? No, that's speaker time, I think. Okay, so we will now poll the delegates to see if they wish to revote. So if you you want to revote on this proposal to take it back to another vote, raise your hand. And this would take it back to worldwide online voting. Right. That is 20, looks like 24 revote.
Yeah, so that's the 40% threshold. It's 41%.
So what is the math then? Is Brad Alfoot figuring this out?
Yeah, oh, it's 41%. So, oh, sorry, go Brad.
It is, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the fraction is 20 in the votes in the numerator, and the denominator is the quorum, which is 49, the last quorum taken. So that's where she's getting the 41%.
Oh, thank you, Carmen. Sorry, I didn't need to question you.
Okay, so then 41, if more than 40% of those present wish to revote, it will go to worldwide online voting again. Otherwise, the original vote would count. So then that will go to worldwide online voting. And I think that's it then for our minority opinion. And I think we're going to have next. And I guess